The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Embassy in Baghdad has temporarily suspended routine non-immigrant visa services. Even while the president is considering a range of options that include possible military action, our view is that this is not primarily a military challenge.
That was Jen Psaki from the State Department. She releases the official versions of what's going on. And what's going on is, it's like a war zone, gee, in Iraq. We've been there before, done that, and we're doing it again, much to the chagrin of so many people who remember what over a decade there looked like. 275 are being sent in to make sure that the embassy is secure as people have been ordered to leave Baghdad for now. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and that's where we begin. 275 troops. It's like a rewind. You might say, well, 275, but then we're also putting some at the ready in a position where they can move in. Should we just bomb? Should we just go ahead and say, we're going to use the drones. Let's just use the drones. Let's just use it. And the State Department, by the way, is slamming Iran for a lot of the chaos that's happening in Iraq. And now it's about, are we going to get in bed with these guys or not, for lack of a better way to describe it, because do we need that partnership? Counterterrorism folks are worried about Iran's military meddling in that country as part of their report on state sponsors of terrorism. Because they're pledging to support stabilizing the area. But remember, Iran trained, funded, and gave guidance to the Iraqi Shia militant groups. ISIS has the most money of any terror group. They're hiring people daily to come and fight. There are massive, massive challenges here. Syrian planes, with the help of Iranian intelligence folks, have been on the warpath. Syrian warplanes hit two separate convoys belonging to the ISIS group over the weekend. That raises the stakes and the prospect of the United States, Iran, and Syria all battling the same bad guys in Iraq. All three have interests, including our government, all two and our government, in preventing the Iraqi government from falling to the Sunni militants who have knocked off a couple of huge cities and threaten to move to the south. The Pentagon won't confirm anything about military and working with Iran. But they're not talking about that. And all that's been confirmed is that Iran briefly discussed Iraq as a sidebar topic during the nuclear talks in Vienna. But it didn't include military coordination or strategic plans about Iraq's future. More how the ISIS group, or ISIS group rather, threatens other countries in the area, including Iran. And the need to refrain from supporting any kind of agenda in that nation. And this is the problem we knew. It's like we said last week, Shiites, Sunnis, Kurds. Go figure, after thousands of years of turmoil, look where they're at now. So I think it's frightening that we're getting close, whether it's, you know, oh, okay, 275 here, we still have some there. This is a $75 million facility we built. I'm a little concerned. Let's go to Rick in Illinois right off the bat. Hey, Rick, how are you?
Okay. I think that's a good deal. Iran's getting sending their troops over there instead of having us send our troops over there to help Iraq, their neighbors. And they're just as scared of them crazy people as anybody else. I think Obama gives on the phone, get Saudi Arabia and Kuwait, Dubai, and tell them to get off their rear end and send money and troops in to help. They're wanting to take over them countries, too. So.
Well, I think Iran doing that, but not us really going deep with Iran is one thing. I don't think that, you know, okay, so we're fighting these same guys. I don't think we... Really, the possibility of us really partnering up with Iran is necessarily a great thing, especially where we sit as far as some other things are concerned with Iran. But you're right, as far as let them go in and bomb them out, I have no problem with that. Let them handle it and keep our guys out of there.
Yeah, we just maybe give them a little air support or something like that.
Yeah.
So intelligence come where they're at and they go get them. But I'll get them people involved over there. That their back door, and their neighbors, and they're going to get taken over if they don't stop them crazy people.
Yep, exactly.
But I see the bimbo Palin, she said so. Well, we can, she didn't want to be Republican no more. Did you see that?
So she wants to start a different party.
Well, she said she didn't want to be a Republican no more. So how much she gets her.
Oh, yeah. So she's certainly not going to be a Democrat, so that leaves independent.
Yeah.
So.
I'm getting to her. She's starting to see the light. So I just want to let you know there's hope for you.
Oh, thank you, Rick. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey, thanks
You're
for
welcome.
The call. Appreciate it. We're in agreement, Rick. We agree. I say aerial support. Keep those boots out of there. I mean, already, though, sending the 275, so some are already in. That's security for the U.S. diplomats we have there, though, the people that are in the embassy. And they have to give them support and security, so that's what that's about. But and then they're not getting involved in the fighting, supposedly. But what if they're shot at? There are things that could happen that could draw our guys into it. And that, to me, is pretty scary because we don't want to be there. We don't need to jump into that fray. At all. We don't need to do that. We need to stay out of it and stay just with watchful eyes on top of it. I mean, that's it. What a nightmare this has become. I mean, seriously. And it's exactly what we knew was going to happen. How many of you have called this show and been with me over the years? And we've talked about it. We've talked about why do we keep denying what the religious problems are in some of these Middle Eastern countries. And what the agenda is, and how we're not going to stop that. We're not going to fix that. The Sunnis were left out. The Shia folks were just like, forget it. We're in power. And there was some horrific things happening almost right from the start. So this is where we find ourselves now. Stay with us if you want to weigh in. You can, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We'll take calls and go to the mailbag next on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
On America Tonight, talking about a couple of different things, especially Iraq and the fact that, okay, here we go. Now we got troops in waiting, standing close by, sending in 275. Oh, but they're not going to be involved in fighting. So what happens if they get shot at and all hell breaks loose, which it is happening? Then guess what? They're going to be fighting. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Katie. How you doing?
I am doing well, thank you. Did you watch the World Cup?
No, I didn't, but I heard about it, and I was really jazzed.
Yay, you were jazzed. Good.
Yeah, I really loved it. I really did. The closest we've ever come is third. That was back in the 30s.
Yeah, long time ago.
Long, 80 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they had a little report on tonight on the news. You know, as the Chinese say, when they want to put a curse upon you, may you live in interesting times.
Boy, that's true, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we're definitely got that Chinese curse going on right now. But it couldn't be any more bizarre than what was going on. And as you and I have both agreed, that whole debacle wasn't worth one American life or one wounded warrior. Absolutely not. And for us to be going in there again, putting any boots on the ground of any kind, support of whatever, is a waste of time. We should just go ahead and get out. The Sunnis and the Shia have been at war with each other since Muhammad's grandson died, and the Shia was supporters of him, and the Sunnis were supporters of the straight religion, strict Sharia law, la la la, all the way down the line. The Sunnis and the Shia have been at war since then, and they're going to continue to be at war till one side wins. It doesn't matter what we do or what we say. The Shia and the Sunni are going to continue to kill each other until one person wins. The only province that is pure Shia is Iran. They don't allow Sunnis there.
Oh, absolutely.
They are supporters of the Maliki government, so naturally they're going to try to come in and play the role, which would also give them a chance to grab all the oil and put the Kurds under their thumb once and for all, which has been a thorn in their side as well for many, many moons. So you're going to see them take care of the Sunni uprising, and then they'll take care of the Kurds, and then with Maliki in control and the Shia in control, they'll take over all of Iraq. And it doesn't matter what we do. Once again, our glorious president will be able to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory.
I like that.
His little routine back in 2011 when he celebrated the great victory that we had in Iraq and the civilian government that's been established and the democracy and took complete credit for it and then pulled all of our troops out, didn't leave anybody there to hold the fort. But that was the biggest mistake he's made in his entire administration, because now we're going to lose blood and treasure one more time. And like I said, it's not worth one American life.
Yep. Amen. I agree with you. It's not worth one more life.
Well,
Dan, hang on a second, Dan. Second there. We got you back. Go ahead. Oh, we lost him. Sorry about that, Dan. All right, so he's right. It's not worth one more life. It's not. And we knew this as we watched everything unfold there. And now here we are in this horrific spot once again where we're straddling. It's like we're on a seesaw. And it's ridiculous. You cannot play the middle in this. And that's what we did. We just handed over the treasure map, and we're going to lose more. Absolutely. And how much can we keep affording to lose? How much can we keep affording to lose? All right, on that note, plenty of you had plenty to say about Iraq and about the USA's big win. So let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Jeff, who says, Kate, I am so sick of these morons in Washington, D.C. You know, I really would praise them. I don't care what party they're from if the right things were happening. Who is steering the ship? The answer is nobody. Why are we stuck in the spot that we're stuck in once again with Iraq? All the money, all the tears, all the loss of life and limbs, as you put it, for what? And here we are staring into the situation we knew darn well that we were going to create. So depressing. Another one here from Brian, who says, hello, America. Tonight, I can only imagine what other people are thinking about the situation happening now in Baghdad. Why do we build that palace for $75 million to house over 5,000 people who were supposed to be diplomats to help the people in Iraq, I suppose? And now we're fleeing from there, but yet defending it with almost 300 troops. What in the world is going on? Lack of good leadership all the way around the table, as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to those that decide on war situations. We should have learned from the first time around. What a disaster to jump into this again. We switch to a couple of people that had some things to say about the World Cup. This one from Tony, who says, Kate, I'm not a soccer fan at all, but I am a fan of Team USA. I've actually been trying to read up about the team. There have been some great stories written, so I could kind of play along. I'm a huge NFL fan, but I have to say, I was never so proud as to see the USA beat Ghana, especially after I learned more about what had happened in the past. What a thrilling win. I know that I'm going to be watching all the way through Go USA. Chuck says, I never would have predicted what happened with this USA victory. I have to say, I thought the U.S. would lose this game, not emerge with 3 points the way they did. So cool to see the excitement on the faces of the players proudly displaying our colors, the red, 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 white, and blue. And the pure joy gave me pure joy for the rest of the evening. Yeah, there was something pretty cool about that. I'm going to agree. There was pure joy on their faces. They deserved that win, and it was tough. That you could tell the conditions were tough. So to come off that field and to lose it would be so depressing. Keith says, boy, I am now hooked. I am hooked on Team USA, just like I'm hooked on Kit Kat bars. I must have gone through 5 as I was watching what happened. I was nervously watching and can't tell you how much I enjoyed being part of that victory. And I feel like I was part of that victory. I loved how they flashed on other Americans and what they were doing and watching them cheer on the team, including our guys in Afghanistan. This is cool. I can't wait for the next one. It's on the weekend. I know I'm going to get together with some people and watch Go USA. Wow, a lot of people really hooked into this. I read a couple earlier in the show, and this is pretty exciting stuff. One more. Michael says, Kate, I am not even a sports fan, I have to tell you. Not at all. I could care less about the boring golfers or about what happens with the NFL, much to the chagrin of my friends. But I am so all about Team USA. So many people around me talked about it that I decided, what the heck. I tuned in when I was cruising around doing some errands, and I really got excited. Maybe it was that first goal that pulled me in, because I always think of soccer as a scoreless, boring thing. It was not boring. It was exciting to watch the defense. It was exciting to see what the USA had to do to fend off a pretty big challenge by Ghana, who seemed like they had the ball more. Yeah, almost 60% more than Team USA did. All right, thanks for all the emails. You can always check in with us at americatonight.net.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends tomorrow. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We have a lot of people listening to us in the New York, New Jersey area. You'll find this particularly interesting, but so will the rest of you in those nooks and crannies across America. June 30th, which is rapidly coming up. Can you believe it, how fast June is going by? It's an important deadline about offering paid sick leave. And this is businesses, we're talking about small businesses, that deadline with five or more people. And in New York City, you can imagine how many people might be on pins and needles, but also what does it mean for really, really small businesses? So to kind of give us, not kind of, but to really give us the scoop on all of this is Isaac Oates. He's in our virtual green room. He's the CEO of Just Works. It's a company that specializes in payroll and benefits, so you can imagine their phone is probably ringing off the hook. Isaac, thanks for hopping on America Tonight.
Thank you, Kate.
So explain this whole paid leave thing and what's different about it.
So until now, essentially it's been up to employers to choose whether they want to issue or offer paid leave to their company. And so you get bigger corporations, for example, you know, they always have a paid time off policy, but a lot of small businesses don't have a policy at all, which means that they just may not have that available for their employees.
Yeah, so this decision with New York City, is it pretty cut and dried? What's been the conversation there about this?
It is anything but cut and dry. So,
I bet.
You know, the law came out, you know, earlier in the year. Implementation started early in the year. Actually, you know, the city has just started outreaching over the past couple of weeks about for both employers and employees in terms of how to follow it. But the reality is that some of the implementation decisions are actually still being made even after the law has been passed. Yeah, and I mean, you see these kinds of things. For example, the Affordable Care Act was kind of the same. They wrote the law, but then it took, a year or more to actually come up with the guidance for businesses. So business owners, they face all kinds of issues like this. Do I pay an intern? Like, how do I classify my employee? There's just a lot of this kind of stuff.
Yeah. So one of the things I would imagine, whether you have five employees, if you're above or below the five employees deal, you would have to figure out how what happens once you have these benefits and the impact financially and otherwise it means for these businesses. I'm sure, and people would cringe at this, but for some, it could be crippling depending on what they do and the whole bunch of other factors, couldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely can play out that way. I think if you look at what a business has to do to make this work, I mean, first, all businesses, regardless of whether you have five or more employees, have to provide paid or unpaid sick leave. So one of the things they're not talking about is that it's not just paid sick leave for companies with five or more employees, but even if you're a smaller business than that, you have to accrue unpaid sick leave for your employees. So that means that record-keeping requirement has basically just come about for every business in New York City. And then in addition, wow, there's sort of the financial implication of paying out sick leave while an employee is away.
Well, so the thing you would have to do, I would imagine, is, and this sounds like it's so simple, but I think this is where people drop the ball. I know I've seen this in corporations, in big corporations that I've worked in. It's developing some kind of a tracking system, right, for those days?
Right, that's exactly right. I mean, I think this is one of the hardest things for small businesses is that they do face a lot of requirements, but they don't have the same tools that large businesses do. I mean, our site, JustWorks.com, is a huge part of this in terms of bringing those kinds of enterprise tracking tools to the small business, because a lot of owners just haven't been able to deal with that stuff.
Yeah, so I guess it depends, but what companies have you seen? What kind of phone calls are you fielding from people who might be confused on this?
I mean, most of what we're seeing are from business owners, and they're wondering what they have to do. And they're required to communicate about the law to their employees. They're allowed, or they're required to get acknowledgement from each employee that they understand their rights, and then they're required to start tracking. So a lot of times they're just not even sure what they have to do, because even though the law was passed about 6 months ago, it's really just being communicated now.
Yeah, and there are other cities that are already dealing with this, right? Especially close to New York City, like Newark has this, and Washington, D.C., I believe, has it, right?
I believe so, and not just in the Eastern Seaboard either. I mean, San Francisco has a law like this that applies to employers. I believe it's more than five employees, though, and I believe the state of Connecticut does as well. So this is a movement that I think you see coming across the country.
So we're speaking with Isaac Oates, CEO of JustWorks, and as I mentioned before, they specialize in payroll and benefits. Since we have you on the line, too, when people are dealing with payroll issues, what seems to be, this is going to be sticky for some people, but what are some other sticky things?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I mean, the biggest thing far and away that we see is confusion between employees and contractors. So a lot of business owners will pay their employees as a contractor, thinking that they can avoid maybe some unemployment taxes or just avoid some paperwork, and that can come back with huge fines. They'll also do things like fail to secure workers' comp or disability insurance, or even have an unpaid intern because, they think, well, I have an intern for the summer, so no problem. But in fact, there are a lot of rules around that.
Yeah, what are some of the things that happen when you have because that's common. A lot of internships are unpaid, right?
That's right. So actually, in order to have, generally, if people work for you, you have to pay the minimum wage or better. So in order to have an unpaid intern, the U.S. Department of Labor has a whole set of guidelines where the internship basically has to be educational in nature, has to match a curriculum, at some kind of school. So if you just have somebody that's working for free, that's actually just illegal.
And that happens. You know that, right? There's somebody say, well, because people read something somewhere like in Wired magazine that, well, if you want to get experience, just be an intern. And you've already got a degree or you're not even in that field and there's nothing offered that would count for credits. Because I've actually seen this happen when I worked as a sports director and people tried to come to me and do that and said, just listen, I'll just be an unpaid intern. But of course, that doesn't work. Right?
Of course. I mean, you definitely can have an unpaid intern. You just have to be very, very specific about how you structure it. I mean, look, like business owners deal with so many different laws and compliance requirements from, you know, the federal government, the state, the city, and so on. And you know, generally, there's not even a single place to go to find out about it. That's really what we're trying to do at Just Work.
Right, to have some place where it's a funnel and they can look at it and know exactly what's happening, right?
Exactly. I mean, one of the things that we're super excited about is you know, when a company onboards with our system, and JustWorks.com really is about payroll as well as benefits and compliance. You know, it's as easy as using a product like PayPal, but you know, you have all of the things that are supposed to be happening, like the tax and the workers' comp and everything, automatically. So it just really takes a lot off of a business owner's plate. So they can get back to what is differentiating their business, right? Instead of paperwork, which definitely is not.
What happens when somebody? Remember, this was a thing that federally kicked in, and I know some people had problems with this with contractors. What happens when you've got people that you've sub work out to, and they've made more than $600 from you, but you don't have anything on file for them? That you can run into sticky problems with that, can't you?
You absolutely can. So if you have an independent contractor, if they earn more than $600 in a calendar year, then you're required to file a 1099 form, which basically means you have to send a copy of that form to the contractor, and then you also have to send a copy of that form to the government, which is that's one of the services that we help our company for free, actually.
Whoops, I think we lost you there for a second. Can you hear us, Isaac? Yeah, we've got you. We had some kind of a weird thing happen. So explain that again. So you a 1099 situation.
Yeah, so right. So if you get paid over $600, you have to send one to both the employee and to the federal government, basically so that, you know, the IRS knows that's how they reconcile how much contractors earn during the year. So that's something that we file for the companies that work with us.
Okay, so we're continuing our conversation. You know, some of the things that we've been kicking around, Isaac, is what happens in circumstances where you have people working for you and they're independent contractors and now you are required, because I think a lot of people didn't do this because sometimes it wouldn't be very much money or it would just depend. But if it's over 600, you have to file a 1099, right?
That's right. And you have to send the 1099 both to the contractor as well as a copy to the government. And that's how the government is able to track how much a contractor is making.
Yeah. Well, with what you do, do you find that a lot? Do you have a lot of businesses? I would imagine some of them would have to have contractors.
It's actually one of the core parts of our services. So we have both contractor and employee pay. And, of course, a lot of businesses, especially when they're getting off the ground, use a lot of contractors because maybe they're not ready to hire their first employees. And I think it's a huge pitfall that you see because if you have a contractor, for example, that works for you and, you know, who you're paying on a 1099, and then, you know, the government later comes back and thinks, oh, actually they were an employee, that can be a pretty big problem. And there are some pretty hefty fines because you don't pay the same taxes for contractors. So that's something we try to help our companies with.
Yeah, and in New York City, that would get kind of confusing, too, because it also depends on the place that you're talking about, versus whether you have a borough tax, right, and you have a different tax system in New York City than you do, say, for example, in Dallas, Texas.
That's right. That's exactly right. I mean, the big tax that the government loses if you have a contractor rather than an employee is unemployment tax. They charge that tax on employees. But if you say that they're not an employee, then you don't pay the tax. In addition, you know, there are, you know, a lot of other rules, like we were talking about the new paid sick leave rules, and those apply only to employees. And so, you know, if they were to come in and see that you were trying to avoid it by calling somebody a contractor, that can be a problem.
All right, it'd be interesting to see when this kicks in, because you know how it is. Once, even though, as you said, 6 months ago, this passes, now this becomes a reality as of June 30th. But I think once it kicks in, you kind of compared it to health care, that's when people really hit the panic button, don't you think?
I think so. I mean, I think it's certainly not pressing in some of the same ways as healthcare, but I think it's definitely going to take some time to sort itself out, and just for everybody involved to understand, you know, exactly what the law is and what they can expect.
Some of you listening, it's probably coming pretty soon near you. A lot of other cities are adopting this. Isaac Oates, CEO of JustWorks, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you, Kate.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
Dempsey. Great stop. Here comes Dempsey. Score! Yes! The U.S. ahead! Incredibly! Within seconds!
Side. You gotta take a stand. You don't have to hide.
Jam with a lovely ball by Andre Ayo. Equalizes. It's the super goal to break American hearts.
over Ghana. Opening round World Cup match Monday. What a terrific piece put together by Matt Johnson. Matt, that really captured it. It was electric, the feeling, wasn't it, that win for the United States team?
Yeah, it was definitely exciting. And, I mean, the last few minutes, too, because Ghana gets the equalizer. And then, you know, your hopes are kind of dashed. You got a feeling that maybe the U.S. can do something. But Ghana was just pressing that entire second half. That's part of the thing, too. When you get an early lead, you kind of go back and do a little more of a defensive shell. But at the same time, Ghana was playing extremely well. And then the U.S. gets that corner. Zuzi, another sub, goes in, kicks it in. And then the rookie, John Brooks, gets the header to go in. And the place went nuts. And that the USA chant at the end there, I grabbed it from one. There were a lot of different watch parties in different bars around the cities, and it was from one of them. I can't remember which one it was, but it was definitely exciting. And then the Spanish call, that's from the Univision telecast here, and they always have the little extra finesse on the calls.
Oh, yeah, that John Brooks moment with the header on that corner kick was unbelievable. Just perfectly timed, executed, and so bloody exciting. I mean, that was incredible. And Clint Dempsey's goal right out of the gate with 30-some seconds into it was also amazing. So there were a lot of cool moments in this game, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely. And Clint Dempsey is like the new breed of American player, where Landon Donovan obviously is very skillful and very technical. But Dempsey is the next generation, I would say, where it's like he's actually creative with the ball. He has skillful moves that other people like in Europe they want him on their team. He obviously came back here to Seattle, but I mean, he's a different breed of American player, that next generation that is hopefully going to like take us to the next level. And the move he did in the box there, putting it around the defender and then getting on his left foot and still bending it around the goalie, that's something that a lot of American players haven't done before.
Yeah.
And if you tell me the song in the highlight package, you will win one free subscription to America Tonight.
I am a real American. Who sings that? That was a great tune. That tune was great. And now the U.S. moves on to Portugal on Sunday, 6 o'clock Eastern, and I bet people are so sky high after this win. That, I mean, already I know a lot of people were watching it, but even more people will tune in on Sunday, I think. So Portugal gets thumped 4-0 by Germany, and now they go into this next one with the U.S. men, and, I mean, they're favored, but who knows what will happen. It's pretty exciting to think about it. And after that, the next matchup is with Germany, and that's the following week, and it's wild to see how it trends, to see what happens in Brazil, to, you know, see the 12 different cities across Brazil that are hosting this tournament. Putting it on is such a huge effort, but the best thing of all is what's happening, or what happened today with Team USA. So, Matt, do you think this sets up for at least an interesting game against Portugal?
Definitely. I mean, Portugal's fighting for their life right now, having the 4-0 route there, because you would think, I mean, and especially the way the schedule works out for the U.S., too, because the U.S. plays Portugal next, and then the final game, Germany. And by that, you'll know where the U.S. is standing and what they have to do in that game, how many, if they have to win, how many goals they have to get, what the goal differential is at, because that's the most important thing right now. Is you're not going to expect the U.S. to go undefeated. That's pretty unrealistic, especially given that you have Portugal and then the Germans coming next. But maybe Germany will have that one seed locked up, so they won't be playing as tough, and then the U.S. can kind of figure out from there. If they beat Portugal, obviously we're standing in great position. We'll have 2-0, and whatever the goals differential will be is definitely, I mean, that knocks Portugal out, and then you are waiting to see what happens with Ghana and Germany.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun, to watch this tournament as it unfolds throughout with the different groups, and this is just our group, the USA's group, but there's been some great soccer, too, already in the beginning of this tournament, as I was mentioning, what's happening with Brazil and the excitement, even though there have been some hitches in this, it's still pretty cool.
Yeah, and I mean, the common soccer joke is, oh, it's boring, there's not any scoring.
Mm.
This is the highest scoring World Cup ever so far, and I think there's only been two halves so far in all the games played where there hasn't been a goal. So, I mean, it's been pretty exciting so far, and a lot of high-flying up-and-down soccer that probably isn't the norm, but it's definitely exciting right now.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it is listening to what is being said while you're watching it, because you pick up things about the game if you can pay attention to what they're saying. Of course, if you're in a crowded, loud bar and everybody's drinking and talking and laughing, I guess you're not hearing that. But if you're someplace where it's quiet and you actually listen to some of what they're saying, you pick up little cues about the team and things maybe you didn't know, because how many of us are huge, huge soccer fans where we know, besides, you know, my 13-year-old nephew, who know everything about this team, and you really do. You pick it up as you go along, I think.
Yeah, and I mean, the ESPN's been covering this for a number of World Cups now.
And oh, yeah.
They've been doing a great job. They imported a lot of talent from overseas. Now they have Ian Dark, who's done a million broadcasts of the World Cup before for like BBC and Sky One. So he knows what he's doing. And then for the U.S. games, you have Taylor Twellman, who's a former World Cup member. I think he was last on the team like 2008. And, I mean, he has the passion for the game. He has the passion for the squad, obviously, to being a former member. And I think they've done a fabulous job covering it so far.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think that's what makes a difference. If you don't know and you pay attention to what they're saying, you pick up the little things, like I said, that will make you appreciate more what you're looking at if you haven't been somebody who's been following all the way along. So, go USA!
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.